is built.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
Christ alone.
Jesus.
What's your name? Your revealed name. The beginning and the ending. We thank you, Father, for another opportunity to come before your throne room in intercession, in praise, worship, and adoration. Your word says, O God, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and that you delight in the ways of that good man. Lord, you delight in our ways because we are people born out of your faith. Your faith lives in us. Without faith, it is impossible to please you, therefore impossible to bring any kind of delight your way. And so, Lord, we trust you tonight that you will direct our path, that you will order our steps, and that which we pray about tonight will be perfectly aligned with your perfect will. And that because we pray according to your will, you will hear us. And you will do as we've asked. In Yeshua's name, we thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you tonight. Thank you so very much. It's wonderful. If we are unaware of what's happening in our world today, it will be because we've buried our heads in the sand. Everyone that is living today and is at that age of understanding knows that things are not right. The other day I had my youngest granddaughter at the house and with a brother, and she saw some shoes that were not in place. And she picked those shoes up, put them where they're supposed to be, stepped back, looked, and whatever was not in order, she arranged and put it in order. She's just a year and 4 months or something like that. She knew what order looked like. And so what was not in order, she brought to order. One of the things God has called us to do is to bring things into order. That is part of God's plan for us. In fact, if you may think and consider it, it is one of the first things, other than the characteristic of love, that God has implanted within us. Because our first expression, the first expression of God that we see, is that he was a God of order. He saw a world that was in disorder, and he began to order it, put it in proper order. And when things are out of place, first thing we want to do is put it in order. You go into a room and you see that the picture is not lined up properly. First thing you want to do is put it in order. Order is part of us. And we live in a world that is very disorderly right now. And I believe that's why God is calling us to pray, saying to us, push back the darkness. There's disorder. You are my representatives in the earth. Tonight is going to be on that, just that one word, order. 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 When God is involved, order comes into place. A godless world is a disorderly world. A world that God is engaged in is orderly. God is a God of order. And so that's going to be our focus this evening. In Genesis chapter 1, I want you to see this. In Genesis chapter 1, the Word of God says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. But something happened. Between verse 1 and verse 2. Because the Word of God says, and the earth was without form, or the earth became without form and void.